Saturday Market's 50 years old. What does that mean? What's happening? How's it celebrating?
We are so excited to have been a staple of downtown Eugene for this many years. So what we're going to do this year is we're going to invite back a lot of our musicians that have played the stage over the years. We're going to have a few very special music days. We're also going to have a dance party. Plus, we're going to invite some of our wonderful vaudeville acts to really have a big blowout in July. I believe that's July. That might be August. In addition to that, we're going to be bringing some huge new signage, new banners. A lot of our returning members are very excited to be offering commemorative products with our 50th season logo on them, and we're going to be highlighting those. And in addition to that, we're going to bring that into Holiday Market, where we're going to bring back the fashion show. All of these are events in planning at this time, but oh, it's going to be such good times. I can't wait. I can't wait to get started.
I think it's easy for people to say, oh, it's the Saturday market. It's going to be kind of the same old thing. Is it?
Every single year, we add 150 new people. And that means 150 new artists bringing down absolutely creative, innovative items, unique items, in addition to the people who are returning. More importantly, the Saturday market is not only about crafts, it's not only about music and food, it's about the energy of Eugene. Whenever you come to a Saturday market, you feel your community, you see your friends, and it's just a wonderful way to be outside during the summer, and even in the spring, it just makes you feel energized.
And it seems to be a mixed demographic, all different ages and kinds of people show up, and not just Eugenians.
That's absolutely true. We do actually house some traveling craftspeople. We make it really easy to join our market. We make it really easy to sell because we just want people to succeed. And we want people to get their products out there. And a lot of our older members are extremely helpful to our younger members. They let them know, this is your product. This looks good. Try this thread. You know, try this technique. If you haven't talked to this person over here, they can help you get started on this whole new path. It's a really wonderful blend, so the community itself really thrives and energizes and creates together.
And the people who sell there are the people who make the products.
Absolutely. We're a maker's market. That's 100%. If you do not make what you sell, you can't sell with us.
So it's 50 years. I don't know. Are there people there who have been there 50 years?
Yes. Yes, there are. Oh, he's just a joy. His name is Gary, and Gary Becker. He has been there since day one. And we have, I believe that the majority of our other older members kind of started up in about 72, 73 area, but he's been there since 1970. He sells the ceramic barrettes right on the corner across from the farmer's market, right on 8th and Oak. And he smiles all the time. And he's there all the time. It's just amazing to me that this gentleman has continued to sell at Saturday Market with such vibrance and enthusiasm.
And, of course, besides products to use and buy and music to hear, there's food.
Absolutely, there's food. There is delicious food. Longtime staples, of course, of the food court, Rita's Burritos. Even though you want to say Rita's Burritos, it is Rita's Burritos. Rita's Burritos, Dana's Coffee and Cheesecake. We also have our Afghani booth. If you've never had Bolani, you are missing out on life, quite frankly. And in addition to that, we have the Blazing Chef with fish and chips, and we're talking salmon that is going to knock your socks off. We have the whole enchilada. We have Saritza's. We have Nice Rice. They make fresh squeezed juice. Sarah's Tamales has the best fruit.
On and on.
On and on.
Thank you so much. So the time, it's next Saturday,
April 6th. We're going to open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., rain or shine.